Homily on Luke 15. One must inquire, by God's gift, into a matter worthy of him. How Simeon, a holy man who, as it is written in the Gospel, was awaiting the consolation of Israel, received the answer from the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he saw the Christ. What good did it do him to see the Christ? Did he have this only as a promise, that he would see him and gain nothing of use from that sight, or does some gift lie hidden there, worthy of God, which the blessed Simeon both merited and received? The woman touched the fringe of Jesus's garment and was healed. If she gained so much benefit merely from the outer edge of his garment, what must we think of Simeon, who took the infant into his own arms and, holding him, rejoiced and was glad, seeing the little one carried by himself, he who had come to loose the bound, and to be freed himself from the knots of the body, knowing that no one could release anyone from the prison of the body with hope of the life to come, except the one whom he held in his arms. Hence he also says to him, "Now, Lord, your servant. In peace, for as long as I did not hold the Christ, as long as I did not clasp him in my arms, I was shut in and could not come out of my bonds." But this must be understood not only of Simeon, but of the whole human race. If anyone departs from the world, if anyone is released from prison and the house of the bound so as to go and reign, let him take Jesus into his hands and wrap him in his arms, let him hold him wholly in his bosom, and then he will be able to go rejoicing wherever he desires. Consider how great a dispensation preceded this, that Simeon might merit to hold the Son of God. First, he had received the answer from the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had first seen the Christ. Then he did not enter the temple by chance or simply, but he came into the temple in the Spirit of God. Since it is those guided by God's own Spirit who are counted his sons, therefore the Holy Spirit led him into the temple. You too, if you wish to hold Jesus and embrace him with your hands and become worthy to come out of prison, strive with all your effort to have the Spirit as your guide and to come to the temple of God. Behold, now you stand in the temple of the Lord Jesus, that is, in his church. This is the temple built of living stones. But you stand in the Lord's temple when your life and conduct are most worthy of the name, church. If you come in the Spirit to the temple, you will find the infant Jesus, you will lift him up in your arms and say, "Now you dismiss your servant, Lord, in peace, according to your word." And notice at the same time that peace belongs to release and dismissal. For he does not say, "I wish to be dismissed," but with the addition, "in peace to be dismissed." For to blessed Abraham this same thing was promised, "But you will go to your fathers in peace, nourished in a good old age." Who is it that dies in peace? Except the one who has the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding and guards his heart. Who is it that departs from this world in peace, except the one who understands that in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, and has nothing hostile or adverse to God, but has taken up in himself every peace and conquered through good works, and so is sent forth in peace to go on to the fathers, to whom Abraham also went. Why should I speak of the fathers? One must go also to the very prince and lord of the patriarchs himself, Jesus, of whom it is said, "It is better to be released and to be with." He has Jesus who dares to say, "I live, yet no longer I, but Christ lives in me." So then, standing in the temple ourselves and holding the Son of God and embracing him, may we too be worthy of release and departure to better things. Let us pray to Almighty God. Let us also pray to the little child Jesus himself, whom we long to address and to hold in our arms, to whom is glory and dominion for the ages of ages. Amen.